say, what must I do to be saved? That's what the jailer said. And he said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And he not only got him saved, his whole family got saved because somebody had the audacity to shake it off and make the devil take it back. Because somebody didn't just sit there and whine about the problem they're in. They begin to shake it off and make the devil take it back. That's a good place for an amen. That's right. All right. So we already read this, but the second half of this is what I want to talk about. You know, they saw that God turned it around, and they thought that they were gods, right? And then when we come down to verse 7, in that region, there was an estate of the leading citizens of the island whose name was Publius, who received us and entertained us courteously for 3 days. And it happened that the father of Publius lay sick of a fever and diphtheria, and Paul went into him and prayed, and he laid hands on him, and he healed him. And so when this was done, the rest of those on the island who had diseases also came and were healed, and they also honored us in many ways, and when we departed, they provided such things as was necessary. And so when we begin to shake it off and make the devil take it back, God opens a door for ministry. Amen. And if you really seriously want to be used by God, you will never get to that place as long as you're whining about the snake and not shaking it off. You've got to say, I am not going to let this thing latch hold of me. I'm not going to let it live in my life. I'm going to shake it off. I'm going to keep my eyes on the Lord. And when you do that, and when you pass that test, do you hear what I'm saying, church? When you pass that test, then God will begin to open the doors for supernatural things to happen in your life. Come on, let's give Jesus a hand clap. Amen. Praise God. So sometimes we forget our shipwrecks are about God helping, saving, and healing other people around us and not about us. You see, they wouldn't have been on that island had it not been for their shipwreck, would they? And we say, well, I don't understand why God is allowing this in my life. My life's a shipwreck. Somebody needs Jesus over here. Get your eyes off your problem. Get your eyes off the shipwreck. Get your eyes off the snake. And let's see what God is about to do. Amen. Shake it off and make the devil take it back. Praise God. You know, our life's like a vapor. It's here today. It's gone tomorrow. The most important thing that we can ever leave behind is our testimony. You know, if the Lord tarries and I'm gone, I've already told my kids, you know, if you're speaking and I'm in some box laying there in front of the speakers, you know, make sure you tell them this is not my dad, this is his tent, because I'm going to be moved out of that tent by then and be in the presence of God. But the most important thing to me is that I leave a testimony. That people say, well, you know, Brother Roger never had the largest church. He never was well known by the community. But he loved the Lord. He stayed faithful. He went through a lot of trials in his life. He had a lot of ups and downs. But he kept on keeping on. My first pastor used to say, keep on keeping on. And if you can't keep on a little longer. And you know what? What we may lack in inspiration, you know, we can make up for in perspiration. We can keep on keeping on so that we have a testimony when we go. Years ago, before we started Faith Fellowship Church, I preached at a church in Keys called Keys Faith Mission. And Keys Faith Mission was run by a little frail woman by the name of Winnie Jackson. And she was indirectly related to me. My mother's sister, Judy, married Don Jackson. And so we got associated with the Jacksons that lived out in that area. And Sister Jackson had a church. She had had it for years right there in Keys. And they needed a pastor, and I wanted to preach. So I went out there and preached for them. And they had a really nice facility. They had built one of these steel buildings, you know, with the steel beams. And it was a nice church, fairly decent size, probably seated about 100 or 150. And next door was the old church. And the old church had been the one back in my grandmother's era, probably from the 60s. I don't know exactly when. And so they would have their dinners over there. And so they say, oh, yeah, we're going to have a dinner after church, so be sure an announcement. And I tell them. And so the day came, you know, we had our, I preached my sermon, we prayed. We went next door to the old church. And, you know, this ceiling slopes by design. That one sloped not by design. In fact, it looked like the whole building was about to fall in on you. And the reason why is the walls had been on cement block foundations, but they had slid off the foundation and were now resting on the ground. And so the whole ceiling looked like it could just collapse on you at any time. And it kind of had me a little concerned. And they said, oh, it'll be all right. We've been like this, you know, for a while. So my dad was still alive. And I went up to visit my dad. And I told him, I'm preaching for Sister Jackson out at Keys. He said, yeah. I said, you know, they've got a nice building, but the old church next door, I said, I don't know who built that thing, but it looks like it's about to fall on. And my dad said, well, heck, but he didn't say heck. He said, I built it. And I said, oh, Dad. So I started backpedaling because my dad was kind of an amateur carpenter, and anytime there was a need, he would grab his, he probably built that whole church with a handsaw and a hammer, you know, before power tools. And so I, of course, backpedaled. I said, well, I'm sure it was a great, great building in its day, Dad. I just think it's kind of outlived its life. And, you know, I said all that to say, I think the reason why sometimes we have trouble shaking it off and making the devil take it back is we've kind of slid off our foundation a little bit. You know, Jesus is our foundation. He's the rock. He's the thing that we stand on. And God is really wanting us to have the power that Paul had to shake it off. But you know, to be the ability to sing at midnight is not easy when you're hurting and when you're going through things. The ability to say, well, I just want to do like Brother Roger and shake it off, it's not always easy. I don't always do it right. So I think really the power to have that ability to shake it off and make the devil take it back rests in our foundation. Amen. And when Jesus is our foundation, He's always there to remind us, you can do this. You can do this. You can shake it off. You can sing in the midnight hour. I'm your foundation. I'm going to keep your walls vertical. I'm going to keep your house so it doesn't fall. I'm going to be there. Come on up, Diane. You know, that course ties us into the parable of the man who built his house. Just play softly if you would while I continue to close. Jesus said, "He who hears my words and does not do them is like a man who builds his house on the sand." The house probably looks just as good as any other house until the storms of life come. And because it doesn't have a foundation, eventually it falls. Great is the fall. But the man who hears my words and does them, and you know, a lot of people forget that part. They say, oh, well, I believe in Jesus. My house is built on the rock. No, he said, hears my words and does them. I will liken to him as a man who builds his house on a rock. And when the storms come, and the storms do come, none of us are exempt from storms. When the storms come, when the snake comes out of the fire, when life takes a left turn and you question God, if your house is built on Jesus, if you're faithful to reading and doing what He said the best you can do, you're going to survive the storms of life. The storms will come. The fire will come. The serpent will come. And all of a sudden, you'll learn to sing at midnight and you'll shake it off and make the devil take it back. Amen. Continue to play. Let's pray. Father, we love you today. And we're thankful, Lord, that you get to let us participate in what you're doing in our life. We don't just pull up to the counter and order our healing or order our blessing. You tell us, I want you to be involved in this. I want you to sing at midnight. I want you to shake it off. I love you enough to teach you to walk the walk of faith, to shake it off and make the devil take it back. If you're here this morning and maybe you're facing the devil out of the fire, maybe he's latched on to you in such a way that you think, I don't know what to do. I got good news. Jesus is for you, not against you. And he's cheering you on. He's not going to shake it off for you. He's cheering you on, saying, go ahead. You can do this. Shake it off. Shake it off. Go ahead and sing at midnight. Go ahead and lead that procession against the enemy like Jehoshaphat did, singing praise ye the Lord for his mercy endureth. Go ahead and shake it off. I encourage you this morning to keep your eyes on the Lord and shake it off and watch what God can do. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lord. God bless you. Thank you for coming.